One of the other criteria which we mentioned to define pas is that whether it's been baked or it's been boiled. There is a case where someone which bagel, which is very shortly put a boiling water on it, and then it's baked afterwards. That's not a question. That is definitely a moitzi. But something, a case where you would make it, even if it's a thick dough, and then it's made, and then afterwards, what you do with it is you boil it. So that's a machlokes which is brought down in Siman Kuf Samaches between the two shitas brought down in the Mechaber, the Rebbeinu Shimshon and the Rebbeinu Tam. The Rebbeinu Shimshon says that since it's boiled, so the bracha is Brevin and Mesoinus, even though it's made with a thick dough. The Rebbeinu Tam, however, says that it's in a situation where it's made with a thick dough, it is considered hamoitzi, even though you bake it out, even though you boil it afterwards. You only boil it, you don't bake it. The Shulchan Aruch says that a Yorei Shemayim should be Yotzei Dei Shleim, you should only eat it during a meal. Because you have a savik, what bracha you make on it, whether you make a hamoitzi or brevin and mezonis. Theoretically, this would apply to something along. Now, in halacha, deep frying has the same thing as cooking, as boiling it. So an example of this would be a yeast dough donut. A yeast dough donut is made. It's made of a thick dough. It's not a batter. It's a dough, and then you boil it and you deep fry it, and that's how you make donuts. So how does that play out in the halacha? So you should only eat donuts to chasuda, right? Well, since donuts have other things, we mentioned yesterday, they have other things included in the dough itself. There's oil and there's sugar, etc. So it's not a question. Where it does become a question is in a case where you eat a large amount of donuts. So a large amount of cake, you make a moitzi and you bench. But donuts, it's a safik. You know, if you want to eat a large amount of donuts, you only can eat a toichasuda. In order to be yotze the Yerushalayim, if you want to be yotze the Yerushalayim, you want to be Yerushalayim, you'd only eat a large amount of donuts, toichasuda, if you're planning to have a large amount of donuts. That's the only done toichasuda, not otherwise. Otherwise, but the Ikar Psak is like the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's a brave and imazonis and alamichya, even if you eat a large amount. But it says Yerushalayim should be yotze the Yerushalayim. Another example of this question would be kreplach is also made with the dough, and then you boil it. So seemingly, according to the machloikas, which is brought down, the only place you eat kreplach is if you're washing. But again, the dough nowadays, the way we make kreplach, we put other things into the dough, oil, etc. So it's discernible in the dough. So that makes it into a mazono. So again, if you'd eat a large amount of them, you'd have the same question. The Yerushalayim should only be careful to eat that. In a case where he's washing and he's having a ravioli, would it be another area where that if a person wants to make a dinner out of ravioli, right? So there you have a situation where that you would have it's a dough and it's boiled. That's the one way of making it, is that you make it like that. So if that's the situation, if you have a large amount of that, a person should only do that in a situation, Yerushalayim should only do that if he's washing and washing on regular bread and saying and benching afterwards. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.